What's all this then? Have you been scouring the streets all day just for this? All day just to collect this load of old rubbish?
For God's sake,
didn't anybody know you were coming? That's a clapper in your bell gone or something. Did you put slippers on the horse so nobody'll hear you? 8 hours you've been out. I used to get more than this out of 1 hour.
Well, there ain't so much junk about me.
Listen, son. If you don't shout out, they aren't going to come out looking for you. You've got to bawl out. They're all on their hands and knees listening to Woman's Hour. They can't hear you creeping by.
I was shouting. I've got a sore throat shouting. And I'm so cold, I just don't stop.
Well, we can't retire on this, can we? It's not good enough. You've got to do better. If it isn't tied up in ribbons out by the front gate, you don't want to know, do you? They're useless. Go and feed the horse.
I'm going to. What do you think I'm unhooking his nose back for?
That's another thing. You don't look after that horse. How can you expect to go round quick if your horse isn't in good nick?
Look, Dad. You look after the yard, and I'll look after the horse and cart, all right?
He doesn't get enough to eat. He's entitled to eat, that horse. Same as you and me. He's just as much part of the business as we are.
Well, for God's sake, Dad, just don't keep going on about it.
He's a dumb animal. He can't tell us when he's hungry.
But this one can, bleeding, greedy, hungry, great clodhopper.
You watch your language. Your mother didn't like it, rest her soul, and neither do I. You didn't learn it off us, so don't come out with
it. But he is a greedy, hungry, gutted... You stop at their houses, you say. I dare stop. You get off... You knock on a door, and he's got half an edge inside him.
Well, come on. Let's get this rubbish off.
But I was going to feed the horse.
Leave the horse. This is more important. Give us down with this chaise long. What good's that? Look at it. Half the stuffing's missing.
That's your precious horse did that. Had it down on the pavement, went in to pay the woman, and greedy guts here, he had his great choppers stuck into it.
Yeah.
I tell you, he's useless. He's old. He's slow. Don't know why I don't take him round the knacker's yard and have him melted down.
You leave that horse alone!
I was talking about you.
Yeah, you'd like to. Me and him. He knows you don't like him. Come on, admit it, you've never liked him, have you?
Well... Seeing as how you brought him. No, I don't. He's vicious. He lunged at me again today. He nearly had me hand off.
Good. He's no fool. He knows when he's not liked. You've got to handle him right. Like I handle him. He don't lunge at me.
No, of course he doesn't. He knows when he's onto a good thing, the way you treat him, giving him sweets and lumps of sugar all the time. His teeth have gone rotten through you. I don't call that being kind to an horse, making his teeth go rotten.
It's not the sweets. He's getting old. That's why his teeth are rotten.
He's rotten all over. Glue. That's all he's good for.
What's this lot? Woolens or rags?
Well, it's a bit of both.
Well, what rates did you pay, woolens or rags? You got £6 weight here. Are they cream or dark?
Well, it's mostly cream. The rest's rags.
What sort of totter are you? How many times have I told you to sort them out before you pay for them?
Gordon Bennett, I only give her half a dollar for the lot.
Well, that's not bad, I suppose. But sort them out in future.
Here, look. You moan about the way I treat the horse, you moan about the way I go totting. You go out with the car. Go on, you go out. I'll stay here in the yard. I wouldn't mind sitting round the fire, drinking tea all day long. Go on, get up on the plank. You're so good at it. I'm sick and tired of sitting up there staring at that great backside going up and down all day long. You go out tomorrow.
You know I can't take the cart out anymore with my leg.
Oh, yeah, well, that's it, ain't it? Yeah. You don't want to say anything, do you? Otherwise, I'm liable to jack this lot in and I'll be off. I'm sick to death of you, the yard, and the horse.
Yeah. What do you know? What could you do?
Look, mate, you don't worry about me. I can look after myself. I'll be all right. I've had an offer.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, yes, I have. And it doesn't include you or that rotten horse. See? Okay, all right. Well, watch it then.
What offer?
No.
Who from?
No. Never mind. I'll go and feed the horse.
You don't want to go taking no offers. We've got a good business here.
Oh, you're worried now, aren't you?
You don't want to go taking no offers. Young fella like you, there's plenty of opportunities here. We can expand. You know where you are here. Outside, you don't know where you are. You're safe here. You're a partner here. There's not many young lads of your age with a partnership in a thriving business like this.
I'm 37,
well, Dad. That's young, ain't it? If I was 37, I'd be out with that horse.
If you were 37, you wouldn't be out with that horse because that horse wouldn't have been born. You would have been out with the horse we had before. And it was a much better horse than this rotten one that I have to go round with.
That's it. Go on. Blame the horse. All bad workmen blame their tools. It's you. You're a rotten rag and bone man.
Ho, ho, ho. That's nice, isn't it? Eh? That's nice. That's a nice way to speak to your own flesh and blood, isn't it? After all these years, telling him he's a rotten rag and bone man.
I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, yes, you did. I heard you.
You said
I was a rotten rag and bone man.
Well,
it was you who taught me, you know. So if I'm a rotten rag and bone man, it's because you're a rotten rag and bone man.
So,
perhaps we're both rotten rag and bone men. Perhaps we both ought to jack it in.
How dare you call your dad a rotten rag and bone man? You've got no respect. That's the trouble with the youngsters today. You're ignorant. Pig ignorant. I didn't talk to my dad like that. I would have got a clout round the ear hole, and I've got a good mind to...
You go on, then. Go on. Have a go. Try your luck. You were very good at knocking me about when I was a kid, so try it now. Go on. See how far you get.
I only did it for your own good, to stop you going bad. You've had it too easy, you have. My dad made me come up the hard way. That's where I've gone wrong. I brought you straight into the business. You didn't have to work your way up. Straight onto the cart you went. With your own horse and your name on the gate.
My name isn't on the gate. It's got and son.
Well, that's you, isn't it?
No, it's not me. It's you. It was your dad who had the sign painted.
Well, we're an old firm. There's no point in wasting money. Keep changing the sign. It'll all come to you. One day when I'm dead and buried... And I don't suppose it'll be long.
Oh, God, yeah, here we go. A quick course of arts and plans, all right.
Stop it.
Come on, tell us how hard you've been done by. Tell us how ill you are.
Stop that,
tell
Jamie.
Tell us how you work your fingers
stop
to
it.
That.
Stop
hard.
It! Oh!
Hey.
Oh!
What's wrong? What's wrong?
My heart. I think my heart's gone. I think I've overdone it.
Come off it. There's nothing wrong with
it. It's my heart.
You've been moaning about your heart for 40 years every time you don't get your own way. You've had 15 heart attacks, to my knowledge. If you have three, you die.
Who told you that?
Doctor told me. The one who come round last time. He said there's nothing wrong with you.
Anywhere. He's lying. There's me legs.
There was nothing wrong with your legs just now, was there? When you were going to try your luck, when you were going to clout me round the ear, all jumping round like a whirling dervish, weren't you? Come here. Come on. Let's finish unloading the car.
You don't want to go taking no offers. I've built this business up for you, son. It's yours when I'm gone. Then, when your son comes along, you won't have to change the sign either. Only it'll be you and your son.
But I haven't got a son, have I?
Well, go
out. I haven't even got a bleeding wife.
Go out and get one. I've been looking forward to getting you married off. Make a lovely flat for you and the lady wife. I could live in the cupboard under the stairs. It'd be a lovely place to bring a bride, this place would. You wouldn't have to go on no housing list.
Who'd want to come and live here?
What? This is what they call a muse flat, this is. Them toffs up in the West End of London pay thousands for one of these. You don't. Go out taking no offers from outside. You stick with your own dad and get married and live here. I won't be in your way. You won't know I'm there.
Yeah, you'll be under the stairs. I know you're there every time I walk up and down.
I live in the stable with the horse. I won't come in unless I'm invited.
Look, I ain't going to get married to her. As soon as I meet a bird, she says, what do I do? And I say, I'm a rag and bone man. She'll be off like a whippet with a rocket up its arse.
What's wrong with a rag and bone man? It's an ancient and honourable profession.
Hey, hey. This mattress is bad. Where'd you get this?
Well, some old bird in Devlin Street. Wanted a dollar for it, saucy old move.
You didn't give it to her?
No, of course not. In the end, she gave me a dollar to take it away.
Well, you're learning, son. Hey, you're not such a rotten rag and bone man after all. Hey, it's a good mattress, this. Not many lumps.
Today, don't walk up and down. Oh, look at your feet, Mark.
Quality. I think it's orthopedic. I'll have that on my bed. Good for me back. When you fed the horse, you can take that one in and bring my one out.
Yeah. All right, I'll get you a continental headboard and a bedside cabinet, if you like. Hang on. Louis Couture's, do you?
Always got to be saucy, haven't you? Just like your mother.
Well, look, if anything half-decent comes along, you keep it for yourself. That's no way to run a business. You're like an old squirrel, you are, with all your little nuts hidden away for the winter, ain't you?
I'm only trying to build up a decent home for you. You don't want to bring your wife home to a slum, do you? What's this?
What's it look like? It's a plate.
Ooh. Look nice on the wall, that one.
What do you want to put a plate on the wall for? They're to eat off, that's the idea of them. You don't put wallpaper on the table, do you? Newspapers, possibly.
On my wall.
Yeah. I thought the idea of this game was to collect stuff and flog it. You never want to flog anything. Everything we get, you want to keep.
You can't flog pieces like this. Look at it. It's beautiful. Look at that glaze. It's a collector's item, this is. As nice a bit of Crown Derby has ever come to the yard.
Crown Derby? Your eyes are going. That's Red Anchor Chelsea.
That is never Red Anchor. What do you know about pottery?
That is Red Anchor.
Never!
I had you over on that Chinese vase, didn't I? I proved you wrong there.
What Chinese vase?
That Ming Dynasty. The one you keep your threatening bits in. You said it was Tang Dynasty.
So it is.
It didn't I tell you? It's a Ming. I would have understood if you'd thought it was a Song Dynasty, but getting Ming mixed up with a Tang. It's hundreds of years of difference. Well, it just exposes you.
Oh, I'm sticking this upon my wall.
Yes, you can stick it where you like. I'm going to go and feed the horse.
Haven't you fed that poor animal yet?
Don't start again. Don't nick any more of that junk. That's for flogging. You've already had the mattress and the plate. Now leave the rest alone. Leave it all here. Otherwise, I'll take that offer.
You go and feed the horse.
All right, then, I'll see you later.
What else has he got here? There's the house.
Oh!
A barometer. Very posh.
Ooh!
Ooh, this will look nice in the hall, this one. Ooh! Yeah. Very nice. Fair to change. Better get me more over on.
Oh.
Ah. Well, there you are. What have you been doing?
Nothing.
What was that banging I heard?
Banging? I didn't hear no banging.
Have you been putting anything up on the wall?
Me? No.
I distinctly heard banging.
Oh, banging. Yes, banging, yes. I put the plate up. Just the old Crown Derby.
There's a Red Anchor.
Yeah. All right, isn't it?
Well, you didn't take these bottles off the car, did you? You leave these for me to bring in.
Well, my legs, you know. I can't carry crates of bottles.
Help me sort these out. Whiskey.
Oh, there's a wee dram in here, Mr. McTavish.
All right, let's have the whiskey bottle.
Whiskey, hang on.
On the sideboard, next to the Chateau Latour. And the funnel, if you please.
There you are. Hey, can we have a drop?
No, we can't. Now, put it back on the sideboard. Chateau Margaux. Now, have we got any Chateau Margaux over there?
Chateau Margaux. What year?
1955.
Here we are. Is that full up now?
Yeah, well, you know what to do. Hammer the cork in and then put it on its side.
Let's have a drop now.
No.
Go on.
It's for when we have guests.
We don't have guests. Haven't had any since your mother's funeral. It'll go rotten if we don't drink it.
Just Put it back. We're not touching it. Don't shake it up. You'll disturb the sediment.
Doesn't matter. Let's drain it through my handkerchief.
I am not drinking any wine that's passed through that. Now, put it back. How can I build up a wine cellar with you wanting to drink it all? Now, what's this one? Non-vintage. Sans... Yeah.
Here you are. Hey, nearly full that one.
Cool. This should finish it off.
Hang on.
What?
The rotten, lousy, stinking gits.
Oh, what's the matter?
Paraffin. They put paraffin in it. It's ruined me bottle of Sansa. It's taken me a year to fill that one up.
Told you we should have drunk it.
No, you didn't. You said we should have drunk the Chateau Margaux.
Yeah, we should have drunk that as well.
How can people do things like that?
Well, perhaps it won't matter. Might taste all right. I knew a man who drank methylated spirits. He swore by it.
Oh, look, I'm not an alcoholic, mate. I am a connoisseur.
Well, if you don't want it, I'll have it. Oh, I don't mind a bit of paraffin. Don't throw it away. Let me have it.
Oh, oh, you dirty old man. Oh, oh God.
Oh,
it's degrading.
Oh,
you should be underneath the arches down the railway station.
Oh, you try it. You can hardly taste the paraffin.
Get it away from me. I'm not ruining my palate on that. You've got no taste, have you? You're so uncouth. How you ever have me, I have no idea. Are you sure they didn't steal me out of a pram in Harrogate?
Ah, well, you've got a lot for your mother in you. You get the refinement from her. Sunday school teacher she was when I met her. Not after. I soon hit that on the head. And another thing, it isn't the sweets that's making the horse's teeth go rotten. I had a look at mine. I eat more sweets than he does, and my teeth haven't gone rotten.
No, well, of course they haven't. You have got false teeth, haven't you? False teeth don't go rotten, do they?
Don't they?
No, of course they don't.
Oh. Well, perhaps we should get the horse some false teeth then.
Melt him down. That's the only thing for him. Now, let's see. Gin. Got any gin over there?
Gin.
Hello, hello. There was more in this than that.
Hey?
I said there was more in this than that.
Well, don't look at me.
Well, I am looking at you. I put a mark on this label, see? That's where the mark is, and that's where the gin is. 2 inches underneath it.
It must have evaporated.
Oh, yes. And I know where too. You've been at it, haven't you? I've been out on the car, and you've been at the gin. Oh, well, let's put the tin hat on that then, innit? I'm off. I'm taking that off.
I only had a little sip to keep the cold out. My legs have been playing me up. It's the shrapnel from the trenches.
No, that's finished, it has. I've had enough. There's one thing I'm not putting up with. Nicking stuff out of my cocktail cabinet. You know, you've gone too far this time. This is it. Final. I'm off. No, I'm going to pack everything of mine onto that car, and I'm off. I'm taking that off.
Wait a minute, son. You can't leave me. I can't run it all on my own. You don't want to go and take him no offers. You can't leave your old dad. Son, you'll feel differently tomorrow. You've had a hard day.
Jim, don't get out of my way. I've made up my mind.
No,
I should have done this years ago. Oi, mind out. I have a cart to load with my chattels.
I won't touch a cocktail cabinet anymore. Cross my heart and hope to die in a cellar full of rats.
Mind out.
No, don't leave me, son.
It's not just the gin. I'm 37. If I don't get out now, I'll never go. This is a good offer I've had. It's too good to pass up.
I don't know.
I can make something of it on my own.
What's going to happen to me? I'm too old to be on my own. Oh, it's my heart again. Son, my heart has started again. I'm going. Son, do you hear me? I'm going.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us, doesn't it?
I don't think I'm going to get over this one. I'm on my way out.
Right. That's mine. That's mine. This is mine. All those are mine, and that's mine.
Here! That's mine. You leave them butterflies alone.
Where's my barometer?
Pardon?
My barometer!
What barometer?
The one I bought today. Where is it?
I ain't seen no barometer.
Oh. So what's this hiding under the Imperial Japanese flag? A banjo!
Oh. Don't take the barometer. I always wanted a barometer.
It's mine!
It's no good to you. It's in French. You don't know what French for cloudy is.
I don't have to know what French for cloudy is. I can look out of the window, can't I?
Then what do you want the barometer for?
I'm going to flog it. I'm going to flog all this stuff to buy my way in. Then I'll be well away. Make a name for myself. I'll never make a name for myself here. Here, I'm just Anne's son.
Don't you do nothing. You're going to regret later.
You do what you stop. Keep following me about.
I'm not following you about. It's my house. I can walk about where I like. I don't have to ask you.
All right, then. Well, go on. Walk about then. Go on. Walk about. I'm stopping here.
I don't want to walk about.
No, you just want to follow me, don't you?
I don't want to follow you.
All right, I shall move over here. See, you're following me. Oh, it ain't going to do you any good. I'm not going to change my mind. I mean, this time, I'm off. Now, out of my way.
So you've made up your mind, have you?
Yes, I have. Now, come here. Give us a hand with this wardrobe.
What? I never thought you'd take the wardrobe.
Well, I am. It's mine. I'm going to have somewhere to put all my suits.
You haven't got any suits.
I will have. I will have. I'll have dozens of suits. And shoes. Proper shoes. Handmade. Not other people's left-offs. And silk shirts with my initials on. And hats and ties.
You've got a tie.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have whole racks of them. And I'm going to choose which one I'm going to wear every morning. And a different one each day. Two a day. With a collar. And go to work. By car. With a man driving me. With an hat on.
Is all that in the offer?
No, but if I work, it will be. There's no limit to what I can have, because I'm just the sort of man he's been looking for. And I have a house. Oh, yes, a proper house with a garden and a bird. Lots of birds. Proper birds. Posh birds. It won't turn the noses up, because I won't be a rag and bone man. I tell you, mate, I'm on my way up. Now, give us a hand with this wardrobe. Oh. Switch the light on. We're in the yard. I can't see where the car is.
You mind you don't hurt yourself with that. All right, did you mean you were?
Yeah.
That's a rotten operation if you get it, that is.
Let me put it on the car. Right. That's it. Now what else? Ah, the armchair's mine. This'll be all right in my study, this fool. I'll have it. I'll have it recovered in red leather, I think. Yes, with brass nails all round it. Yeah, that'll look nice, that will. Alongside my art collection.
Oh, you're not taking the dogs playing poker and football and that?
Yes.
Can I keep the one where they're queuing up outside the pissoir?
No, it's a set. They must be seen in a set. It's a very important aspect of interior decoration. I want them to see that I am a man of culture.
Do you want to take one of the gas stoves?
Don't palm all your junk onto me, Mush. Gas stove? A company director? What for? I shall be eating out most evenings. I won't be living like you with a load of rubbish all around you. I'm on the way up, matey. A pine panel library, lad, with bookcases up to the ceiling. Ooh, now, me golf clubs.
You've only got one.
Yes, I know that, But I know where I can get three more. Don't you worry about me.
You'll be playing a lot of golf then, will you?
Oh, yeah. All company directors play golf. Essential, that is. All the big deals are done on the golf course. You've got to play golf. Because I won't be in the office all day. No. I'll be on the golf course. And in the cocktail bars, that's where most of my work will be done. My secretary, she'll be looking after the office work. I'd better take these tyres as well. There's still a bit of tread on them. They'll do for my motor car.
They're all different sizes. You'll go up and down.
Look here.
That one's off a motorbike.
I don't care. My chauffeur will deal with all that. Oh, hey, don't look for snacks. Right. I shan't be able to get anything more on there. If there's anything else I'll need, I'll come back and get it. Right. I'll be off now, then. So, go and get the horse.
You're not having the horse.
I want the horse.
The horse is mine. I'm not giving it to you.
No, I only want to borrow him. I want to get my stuff moved out.
No. You're not having him. You never liked him. You never had one good word to say for him all the time we've had him.
I've got to have the horse. How am I going to move my stuff out?
That's your problem, isn't it? You're not having the horse.
All right. Keep your rotten horse. That's not going to bother me. I'll move it myself. I don't want any favours from you, mate. I've never had any in the past. I don't want to start now. It's a good reason for going. I'll soon have this lot on the move. I'll pull it myself. Well, I'll be off then. I'm sorry it had to end this way, but, you know, when you find your own...
that way in this world. Opportunity only knocks once. You know, you gotta grab it when it comes. I'll come and see you when the pressure's off a bit, eh? Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Is that break off?
Yeah.
Right. I'll be off then.
You'd better get a move on. It's getting dark.
Don't worry about me. I'll be there in time.
You've got far to go then.
Yeah. Won't take long. You know, you want to get going.
I'll go and open the gate, shall I?
Yeah.
Because you want to get a run at it, won't you? Because that bloody hill is a sod to get up.
Yeah. It'll be all right. Move, you rotten, stinking car. Come on! Move! Gotta go! Gotta get away! Move, you swine!
I'll go and put the kettle on, and we'll have a cup of tea. I'll get the old sausages going. You like sausages, don't you? Bit of fried bread. Eh? Tomatoes? It's a bit late to go anywhere now, isn't it? It's dark now. You'd have to have lights on, and you haven't got any, have you?
I'm still going. I'm not staying.
Of course you're going. You can go another day. On a Sunday, when there's not much traffic about. We'll get the cart unloaded in the morning. Don't worry about it now.
I'm going. I'm not staying here. I'm taking that offer.
Of course you are. You can go another day. He'll keep the offer open for you if he reckons you as much as you say he does. Or you could stay here with your old dad and wait till a better offer comes along. I mean, the way you're building up the stock here, you'll be more of a power to be reckoned with. I mean, the more you can put in, the better off you're going to get. I'll put a couple of rashes on as well. You've got to keep your strength up. You sit in front of the fire and put the telly on.
I'm not staying here. I'm going tomorrow. I'm taking that offer.
I know you are. I'll put a tarpaulin over the cart. You don't want your stuff to get wet.
You have been listening to The Offer, written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, starring Freddie Jones as Albert and John Thompson as Harold. The producer was Mark Robson. The Offer is part of the Galton and Simpson Radio Playhouse, a Red Door production in association with TLBM Productions for BBC Radio 4.